Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hinton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Brian fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards the mound. Drabowski catches it and throws to first to double up Alvis. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion moves to second. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. Terry strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wagner moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bryan moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bryan tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Al Luplau pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to third for the out. Alves moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brian for a passed ball. Davalillo scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Barker pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrion. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Carrion steals second. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Luplau now playing right field. Gary Bell now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.